You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm here with Tim Ruddy, Senior Director of Product Marketing for McAfee. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Tim, we're really excited to have you on the show because we talk about cloud computing all the time. And obviously, security is one of the toughest challenges and opportunities for cloud computing. And nobody knows security better than McAfee. What is McAfee's view of security in the cloud? And is this a layered problem? And what's new compared to just plain old enterprise security?
It is the biggest concern that security professionals in organizations large and small have today as their organizations move data and applications out to the cloud. Most organizations have a number of applications out in the cloud. Their business units or departments have made decisions to adopt the cloud, oftentimes without ever conferring with either security or with IT. And that poses a tremendous number of anxiety and threats to the organization. Security practitioners are understandably concerned about where is data, where is it moving to, or we have a compliance issue, data leakage issue, etc. And so McAfee's view of how to address the problem is a multi-layered approach to it. When you talk about data moving to the cloud, you're talking about individuals who log into their computers every day, open up Outlook, open up their browser, authenticate to numerous applications, and send data back and forth. So you have an email problem, you have a web problem, you have a data leakage problem, and you have an identity problem. So there's kind of four legs to that stool. An additional issue that organizations have is they're building more and more applications that interact with other applications in the cloud. So it's not about end users, but applications talking to other applications, and there's always the concern of malware or data leaking through those applications as well.
What have you guys been doing in terms of putting solutions together? And then what has been the progress of solution delivery now that you're working so closely with hardware teams at Intel?
A couple things that we're doing. The first is a recognition that the security that we have in place for web and email traffic, especially web traffic, has to change to be, quote, Web 2.0 enabled, unquote, which, you know, Web 2.0 applications are really cloud applications out there that are very rich in content, rich in the ability to provide a customized experience and provide a lot of value to organizations, not just to consumers. And so we've been asked for a number of years, and we've developed the capabilities to control the amount of interaction that end users can have so that organizations can adopt the cloud, adopt cloud applications, and control content in terms of, you know, what you can do out there, how much you can upload, how much you can download, make sure it's properly scanned for malware because these sites have content that are contributed by other individuals. So that's the first thing that we've been doing is increasing the capabilities of our products. The second thing we've been doing is moving the ability to deliver the security not only on-premise in appliances and software, but deliver it from the cloud itself so that email or web traffic, for example, can be secured for our customers via the cloud without them having to actually install software or hardware on-premise. And we've worked closely with Intel in a variety of areas. We're working with them on their cloud identity product, for example, which we are now selling to our customers as well and working hard at integrating it with our web security solutions.
What is the bottom line for enterprises, and why is this so important when they start integrating cloud solutions into their IT portfolio?
IT has to do these integrations not necessarily because they plan to do it that way, but because they're being forced because of adoption by their business units or even individual departments. Every organization has some application that maybe a department's decided to host content in the cloud instead of building their own SharePoint server in-house, things like that. And they do that for time-to-market, speed reasons, and the fact that these solutions are pretty darn robust out there in the cloud. And now IT has to integrate them into the stack, into the infrastructure. So the concerns they've got are around security aspects, having proper identification. We don't want employees having lots of sheets of paper with passwords written down on them. And they don't want to be worrying about provisioning and deprovisioning employee access to these solutions. Traditionally, IT, when you hire someone, you put them in Active Directory and they immediately have access to, based on their user group, all the internal applications that the organization provides to their employees. Now you need to do that in the cloud as well. And so that's one of the challenges that all organizations have is how do I quickly provision and then deprovision someone if they leave the organization or even change roles within the organization so you don't have to have someone remember to make these changes so you can automate all that.
When you look at the solutions that you've worked on in the Intel Cloud Builders program, you guys just published a reference architecture. Can you tell me a little bit about the reference architecture and why you chose this particular solution to build basically a recipe for customers to deploy?
Yes, within the Cloud Builders platform, we did do a reference design on cloud identity management, which is addressing the issue that more and more applications are sitting out in the cloud. Some of the applications that the average organization uses, we have some kind of collaboration program for WebExes in the cloud, like WebEx. We may have Box.com, Box.net type applications for storing information. They've all got logins and passwords and HR, a number of different applications are moving out to the cloud. And we thought that a good reference architecture to develop was how to deploy and secure access to these applications for organizations in a way that provides single sign-on to these applications, so everyone's not writing them all down, as I mentioned, on a sheet of paper. So we've enabled the ability to easily provision when you add an employee or an application to the right employees and then deprovision them. And then lastly, when an organization has contractors or short-term employees, we have the ability to do one-time passwords so that it's easy to enable access to these solutions for a short period of time to meet the needs of the organization, and then they're no longer have access after that.
So if folks want to find out more about these solutions, Tim, where would they go?
They can come to the McAfee website. When you get there, choose Enterprise, and then under Solutions, you'll find Cloud Identity and our Cloud Security Platform, and you'll be able to find information not only about our Cloud Identity Manager products and solutions, but also our solutions for providing web security, email security, and data leakage protection. They all integrate together by virtue of our Cloud Security Platform. We're doing a lot of work to tie the products together so that we have a seamless experience for security for our end users, that we're providing administrators with the ability to control data and report on it across all methods of communication, whether it be email or web.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. Sounds like an exciting solution, and we're glad to see it in the Intel Cloud Builders program. For more about Intel Cloud Builders, you can simply go to intel.com/servers/cloud-builders. Tim, thank you so much for being on the program today. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed talking to you.